राधारमण हरि बोल, बोलो राधारमण हरि बोल।
We established Hindi Vidyapeeth Nepal around 23, 24 years ago. I finished my master's degree and then we decided that we should start a school which can give modern education with ancient values. Then the organization called Matri Bhumi Sevak Sangh. It means the volunteers organization to serve the community, took this wonderful initiation, and the late Dr. B.L. Shrestha took the responsibility as a chairperson for this movement, and I was at that time only around 21 years old, and then I was given the responsibility as a founding head teacher of Hindu Vidyapeeth school. And this way we started the school with only 15 children. Our whole dream was that our children should get modern education so they should be able to compete and cooperate with this entire world. But at the same time, they should be able to understand the ancient values, cultural values, and spread the good messages from Nepal for this modern world.
The world has gone so very fast and we are very behind. So through the education only we can compete with the world, I thought.
In other school, no one volunteers come from the world, but in our school, many volunteers come and teach us. That's the very good thing and very pleasure for us.
We get direct education from them. We don't need to get education from books.
The school is not only giving bookish knowledge or like only education for our life, but it has also given us lots of morality, lots of values, which is not going to be like applied only when we are a child.
The most pleasing factor of my school is it teaches our own culture, traditions and our identity.
Now we have 3 schools and we have 1400 children, and more than 400 children are given sponsorship.
We have students from different backgrounds. Some are from very poor families. Back home they don't have any support. They don't get any kind of environment where they can study well. And the parents have very simple work, working like servants in different factories, restaurants. And they are not well enough to support the children to go to the schools like Hindu Vidyapeeth.
Without this sponsorship, I think I should have to go to in the government school. And to have not good type of education in the government school.
We have children from all sects, we have all ethnic communities, we have children from untouchable communities, we have children from Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, Christians, all backgrounds, and you may not believe, the story of these sponsored children is terrifying.
Jyoti and Savitri.
This is called Jyoti and Aarti. They are from the Badi family. Badi is actually dancer, especially women are dancing in the ceremony, something like that. And the father, they go fishing and something like that. But unfortunately, over the time, some of the Badi family, many of the Badi family people, they involved in the prostitution, something like that. Their father has married someone else, which is not from Badi family, afterwards. He married again twice, and he went to India to work something. And unfortunately, their mom helped with someone else. She have another daughter which is quite old, so from different husband. So, and she disappeared. Just nobody knows where she is. And these children are living with a grandpa, which is alcoholic very much, like, you know, sleeping on the road and beating them. So they didn't get the food in time and they've been walking the streets. So, I mean, these people are struggling.
Sometimes when I meet these children and I sit with them, when I listen to their stories, that makes me cry. How much poverty, how much social injustice, how unfortunate they are.
These two are sponsored by the person called Vikas Thapalia, is in America, is a Nepali person. They sort of like one and a half of them is sponsored, so half of the their expenses taken by the EPISOM itself. We sponsor children, like, you know, there are the many conditions. Some children have got single parent and they can give something. At least they can provide their clothes and coming from home and to go to home, their fare, bus fare, those things they pay. In that cases, if someone gives us like, you know, £25 per month, then we can sponsor as a fully. But someone do not have anything, like, you know, we need to give their bus fare also. We need to give all the clothes and everything, the medicine, everything. Then £30 per month we sponsor children as a hostel here. I always think this is my heaven. But I didn't know whether children will also be like that much. One of the boy called Kharga Bahadur Bhandari. So in short, we say Kharga. One day I asked him, he's a little handicapped, he has got cerebral palsy. I said, Kharga, do you like to be here? He said, yes. What do you like here? What is the nice here? He said, nice and nice. So he said, nice and nice means everything is nice here. So that means children, they like very much.
We are washing shoes.
We are washing plates.
We are washing dress.
Another thing is, in 6 months' time, it was very significantly, you can tell the children are very happy. They've grown very much. They became very strong and giant. Like, you know, they've been very happy to work in the field. And that's why I think they're also liking that. Always ask, do you like here? Everyone says, yes, it is very nice to be here. When I bring the children here, I said everything to the children, what we are going to do there. So you happy with that, then let's go, otherwise we stay in Ghurai. So they said, no, we will grow vegetables, we work in the field, and they promised me to make a heaven here.
All the children are living here and I love them very much. I look after the children like my brother and sister. I give them love and they also give love. CPS give me a lot of help in every step. I hope that it will be help in my future life and it make my life better and good.
In Nepal, I don't think people have got 100% like, you know, 100% sufficient job, because we are the farm-based Nepali people. Like, you know, whatever job we get, we won't, it won't be sufficient for everything. So if we have got a very small part of the land which we can grow, like, you know, vegetables and those things, then we can survive very easily. And at the same time, we can do the exercise also. Children in Pishom, they've been learning and they've been surviving with this food, like, you know. And another same thing is, same time, it's this type of spinaches. If you buy in the market, they put lots of pesticides to grow much, lots of fertilizer to grow much. Whereas these are all organically grown, so they, for them also is very healthy.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a police.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a teacher.
I want to be a teacher.
Though in the beginning it was quite a difficult task, a very big challenge for us, but now we are quite established. And many other private schools have understood that unless we address the values, culture, spirituality, holistic approach of education, so only education which can train the mind is not enough.
There are lots of expectation. Some of the children, like, you know, maybe one or two or maybe even more children,
can lead this organization again in future, like, you know, whatever we are doing. Because I'm now 50, maybe in another 10 years, maybe I will retire or something like, or maybe I can't do anything can happen. So we need someone like, you know, a leader for the next generation also.
When I was born, there was lots of peace. Everyone were very kind towards people. But now it's a little bit unmanaged.
I want to see all Nepali very educated, very good and prosperous life.
I want to see a Nepal a peaceful country, and I want to see a Nepal as developed country.
I want it to be executed and make Nepal a peaceful, better and a more competitive country in the next 5 to 10 years.
I want to see my previous Nepal. If I can do something for my Nepal, then I'll do, obviously.
We have a very big task, very big challenge, but we are very lucky, the support of the volunteers, support of our volunteers from England especially, and from other countries too, has given a great hope. In the future, we want to expand, have Hindu Vidyapeeth in Nepal, in many places, have Children's Peace Home, even in Kathmandu also, the branch of Children's Peace Home in Kathmandu also. Similarly, we want to have many other programs. It's like, it's called Children's Study Club. It means like in America, in Europe, I think it is called like after school program, 2 hours program, homework club. We want to run those kind of programs also. And especially we want to make a special center for the girls. So the girls' education can be given special focus. So the girls can be kept in those hostels. So these kinds of programs are in our pipeline. And hope that we will succeed it because we have many good friends around us.
Be the greatest man in history, the greatest man that you can be. See with me.
Through spirituality. See, so simple task has become such a great message. Think globally, act locally. But I say, act locally and think globally. Serving humanity through community, serving humanity through spirituality. That has become successfully here. A dream has become such a beautiful truth. That makes me happy.
I'm very, very pleased having brother like Sir Chintamani, because he's given whole his life for the country and society. So he's my little brother, but he's still he's sort of like our leader and our hero. So
the sweet love.